Journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, October 30th, 2025 edition. A couple of misnomers about John James that I got in a text message that I want to make sure everybody is aware of. John James has some issues, but he does have some good ideas for education. What are they? I have no idea what his ideas are for education because he hasn't put them out there. Where did you see these good ideas about education? Is it on his campaign website? I don't even know what his campaign website is. Have you seen it in some TV commercials yet? No, because he's not running any. Have you gotten these ideas for education from John James on a mailer you got in the mailbox? No, because he hasn't done any mailings. Did you hear him talk about these at an event somewhere? No, because he hasn't attended any. He didn't even go to the debate last night. Another point, he's independently wealthy and can self-fund his campaign. No, he's not. As a matter of fact, all of his fundraising per his campaign finance report that we talked about in detail on Tuesday, that came out on Monday, showed that he had over 12,000 donors. And the majority of his donations have come from outside the state of Michigan and from PACs. Political Action Committee. He's not self-funding this campaign. He hasn't put a dime in. Another point. A black man might have an advantage over others in urban areas. Well, I got a very simple question. How did that work out for him when he ran for the U.S. Senate, not once but twice, in a statewide election? How did it work out for him in Detroit, Flint, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor? Those urban centers, they don't vote for Republicans in general elections. Not going to happen. And here's the biggest problem I have. The biggest problem I have is exactly what Donald Trump said. John James abandoning the 10th Congressional District could possibly flip that seat from Republican to Democrat, causing us to lose the majority in the United States Congress. However, Brian Pennebaker, who went out and personally vetted the assistant prosecutor from Macomb County, Robert Lugeri, this guy has raised already the most money of any of the candidates, Republican and Democrat, running for John James' seat. Over $700,000 on his campaign finance report reported as of Monday. This guy is raising a ton of money and is going to win the primary and probably go on to defeat the Democrats. And we will be done with John James. Why? Because I don't believe he's going to win the primary in August to be governor. John James will not be our candidate. And with him not running for re-election in the 10th, bye-bye, John James. Good riddance. See you later. Go back to your father's business. Which, by the way, his father was a staunch Democrat. John James' father was a staunch Democrat, was friends with Coleman A. Young, the mayor of Detroit. Democrat Governor Jim Blanchard. And the way they started their business was they got money from the state of Michigan to clean up a brownfield site where their business is located. I forget exactly which county, city it's in. I think it's Detroit. I could be wrong. But they got tons, millions of dollars to start their business. And it was because of John James's father that started the business and then turned it over to his son to take over and run the business. It was all started with donations from Democrat politicians. They didn't start their business on their own. They didn't start their business with their own money. They used money from Democrat politicians. But yet we're supposed to believe that John James is a conservative Republican. Right. So, personally, sorry, I'm not buying it. He should drop out of the race for governor and continue running for Congress re-election. But you know what? I think Robert Lugeri can beat him. So he may be out of politics altogether. Good riddance. Move on. Go back to your daddy's business. Get out of politics. Now, instead of participating in last night's debate in Sparta, James campaign announced a new 30-second video on YouTube from his campaign where he begins speaking directly to Michiganders. Locked Doors, quote-unquote, is the title of the 30-second YouTube video, and 30-second YouTubes are basically TV commercials that we're going to see on TV soon. Well, James brings up security. He brings up the national border and the charge that Democrats support giving free health care to illegal immigrants. In the commercial, he says, "Why do we lock our doors at night? Because we hate the people on the outside? No. Because we love the people on the inside. We also need to lock our borders to protect us from drugs and terrorists. Democrats want to give illegals free health care while we go into debt paying for it for years. That's crazy." Well, it's not known if and when the campaign will put money on TV behind using this video, but it's clear from a press release accompanying the ad that James is making the themes in the video his primary focus. The political ad tracking service Ad Impact does not have any information on the James campaign putting any money behind the ads as of yesterday. In the press release that came with the YouTube video, James says, "President Trump was right about the border, and he's right now. As Democrats hold Washington hostage for taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants, I stand with President Trump to secure the border, fix our broken sick care system, not health care, but sick care system, stop fentanyl, terrorists, and put American families first. As far as the evening's Michigan Republican Party debate, James' campaign spokesperson Hannah Asitowski noted James' fundraising advantages before saying, recent polls indicate that John James is the favorite to become Michigan's next governor. John will consider a primary debate once the field is set and will be speaking directly to Michiganders in the meantime. What is he so afraid of? I understand that he thinks he's the front runner. I understand that he thinks that he's got the most statewide name recognition. I understand he thinks he's got this all locked up. But there's a problem, a major problem. John James does not have President Donald Trump's endorsement, and he's not going to get it. Trump is mad as heck that he's abandoning the 10th Congressional District as the incumbent congressman and is choosing very selfishly to run for governor. Donald Trump came right out and said it. I would prefer John James drops out of the race for governor and runs for re-election in the 10th Congressional District. But there's a problem. John James is no longer living in the 10th District. He's moved his family to Grand Rapids. His kids are attending private schools in Grand Rapids. His wife and her family live there. So number two, he would be carpetbagging if he tried to run for re-election since he's moved his family to Grand Rapids. Point number three, Robert Lugeri, assistant prosecutor under Pete Lucido, Macomb County's prosecutor's office, has raised almost $750,000. I know James has a lot more for his governor's race, but he can't use that in a congressional race. But John James has basically chosen his path. He thinks he's going to win the Republican primary in August. And I got news for you, John. You're not going to win. This is going to be your third loss for a statewide race. Oh, Trucker, you're just a racist and saying that because he's a black guy. His color has nothing to do with it. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, final segment of hour number one. Meanwhile, Michigan's new freshman U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin told a group at the Brookings Institute that she believes President Donald Trump and his administration has been laying the groundwork to not give up power in 2028 by force if needed. Oh, God. Conspiracy theory now, Slotkin? Really? Well, Slotkin pointed to the boat strikes in the Caribbean and the deployment of the National Guard to different American cities as two of the ramp-ups of the Trump's administration testing the system to be able to roll out authoritarian goals of keeping power without the American people being allowed to elect anyone in 2028. Oh, my God. What has this woman been smoking? Slotkin said, quote, "I believe that Trump is ready to bring the full weight of the federal government against Americans who he perceives as enemies. Why? Because he has one goal, making sure that he and his ilk never have to give up power ever again." Now, to be clear, I don't say this lightly. She said that the Trump administration had notified Congress that the United States was in an armed conflict with drug cartels that the administration had now designated as terrorist organizations. Slotkin went on to say that the president and Secretary Pete Hegseth are refusing to tell the American people who we are fighting. They won't tell us the names, and they won't tell us why they're being targeted. Are you that stupid? Seriously. You don't understand the drug cartels that have been attacking our country from Mexico, Venezuela, and other locations for the past God only knows how many decades. You don't understand that? You don't know who they are? You don't know why they're being targeted? They're smuggling people and drugs illegally into this country. They're trying to kill Americans. China's been doing it, using fentanyl with these drug cartels to be their carriers. Are you really that dumb, Slotkin? Or are you just trying to make a name for yourself because you might be thinking about running for president yourself in 2028? Is that what this is all about? You got to be kidding me. While Slotkin said the legal case for strikes was not provided and said even the war on terror had groups such as Al-Qaeda and ISIS that were actually named. Trump has named the drug cartels. They've talked about specifically the groups. What are you talking about? Well, additionally, Slotkin told the group that the Trump administration also is compiling another secret list of American citizens, trying to list them as domestic terrorist organizations. Okay, you mean like Antifa? You mean like those groups? Is that what you're talking about? Antifa. You're trying to tell me that they're American citizens, number one, and you're telling me that they're not domestic terrorists? The ones that lit up Seattle, Portland, Oregon, took over police stations, set them on fire while police officers were inside, destroyed businesses, broke their windows, went in and stole all their goods, while the Democrat-controlled cities allowed them to do it. Is that who you're talking about? This is amazing. Slotkin went on to say, there's orders laying out a broad definition of groups that are accused of being anti-American, anti-capitalism, anti-Christianity, or have hostilities towards those who hold, quote, traditional American views and values when it comes to family, religion, or morality. These groups don't have to be violent to get themselves put on the list. Where are you getting this from? What list are you talking about? This woman is out of her mind. Conspiracy theories. Really, Slotkin? I guess when you're in the minority, all you have to do is sit around and drink or smoke something and come up with these conspiracies. She goes on and on and on with all kinds of garbage and crap I'm not even going to talk about. This woman, Slotkin, has lost her mind. We're going to talk about Milledge's proposals on the ballot next Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again,